I'm John Weisler's mom. I was.
A mother finds it hard to talk about her child in the past tense.
John was the best son ever.
A bond between the two still alive, even after death.
I heard he was a really good son.
He was. He was so good.
Linda Weisler's voice strains because of pure emotion mixed with a medical condition.
I have what's called sporadic dysphonia. Causes a tremor with your vocal cords.
John Weisler graduated from North High School in 2001, got his law degree from Iowa, then followed a different path by enrolling in the University of Minnesota to study biology.
He must have been pretty smart to do all that.
He was smart and he loved learning. He was extremely witty and fun and a joy to be around.
Weisler's wit also attracted the attention of the Vakulskas brothers.
I met him first in sixth grade, I believe it was, or maybe even before, a little before that. But we went to middle school, high school, and college together.
That's Dan.
I live in Sioux City with my wife and two kids.
Brian Vakulskas. I'm an attorney in Sioux City. I met John through Dan, and he always intrigued me because his nickname growing up was Weasel. And it intrigued me that my brother had a friend named Weasel.
As adults, the Vakulskas brothers kept close contact with their friend, a relationship built on intelligence and humor.
Be in Iowa City a lot, going to football games and such, and I would meet up with John down there. He had become John by that point, and dropping the Weasel. And we both shared a love of reading.
We are joined today by Steve Inskeep. You'll recognize his voice.
Brian Vakulskas eventually launched a literary podcast featuring his friend.
Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We'll be back next time.
He also helped him focus on a full-time career in 2012.
I remember when he got the job because I was golfing with one of the people from Lederman Bail Bonds, and he mentioned that they were looking for somebody in Iowa City. And John was trying to find a way to stay in Iowa City and get a job. And between at Green Valley Golf Course, between holes 2 and 7, that job became his.
Oh, yeah, and he loved that job. Just completely loved it.
The position as a bail bondsman eventually brought John Weisler to the last chapter in life.
You just can't imagine what you're going to go through when you hear that type of news.
The Vakulskas brothers first heard about the tragedy from Linda.
I just can't imagine what you've been through.
You never in a million years would believe something like that could happen. Never. And John was such a kind, caring person.
After John Weisler didn't return home after meeting a client late one April night in 2017, his fiancée went looking for him. She walked in on a gruesome scene.
It was just hard for us to kind of grasp figuring out what happened to him and, you know, what maybe those last moments were like. You know, he's murdered across the street from the jail, no less, literally right across the street. And you just don't know why.
They say it was robbery. This was an execution-style shooting. He was also stabbed several times. It looked very up close and personal.
At first, the case appeared to go cold. No arrests, no known leads.
They didn't release any information for quite a long time. They never said, if they had a beat on anybody. And then 2 months later, Ricky Lilly, the cab driver, is murdered.
A few weeks after Ricky Lilly's murder, police arrested 41-year-old Curtis Cortez Jones of Mount Pleasant. Then 4 months later, a major announcement from the prosecutor in the case.
Curtis Cortez Jones caused the death of Jonathan Weisler by shooting him in the head with a small caliber firearm without justification.
Can you tell me about the man who killed your son and why you think this is a crime that should have never happened?
This monster who killed my son had been in prison on a 40-year sentence, and he was released early. I think he should have served out 7 more years, and he was granted release. He was an at-risk person to reoffend again.
Both deadly shootings happened just months after the Iowa Board of Parole granted early release to Curtis Cortez Jones. He served about a dozen years for aggravated armed robberies of 2 businesses. Documents from the parole board show a future risk for violent behavior and escape from a work release job.
For some reason, I have no idea why, but John would be alive today and the cab driver would be alive today, too, if it hadn't been for the Board of Parole. I don't understand it. doesn't make any sense.
Did they ever give a reason why they did what they did, the parole board?
They had said because he has a job and he has a place to live. It's pretty flimsy.
The man convicted of killing an Iowa City cab driver will spend the rest of his life in prison without any chance for parole.
Two murder trials landed Curtis Cortez Jones two life sentences in 2019.
What would you like to say to the state of Iowa, to the parole board?
Hopefully you're doing your job, and in John's case, you had all of the tools at your fingertips to be able to make an adequate decision. And now you have blood on your hands because you're responsible, in my opinion, for these two deaths, senseless deaths.
2 years later, those who love John Weisler reflect on what might have been.
A lot has happened to me that I really wish he had been around to witness, because if for anything, he would have been making fun of me, and it would have been just very joyous to have him around for those.
Dan Vikulskas now serves as a district associate judge, and because of his new post, can't comment on what the parole board did or didn't do.
It is completely surreal that my friend John is gone without warning. Having read that is part of John's legacy.
His brother Brian wonders what if.
This turned out to be a very bad decision, of course, looking at it in hindsight.
I haven't been back to Iowa City since John's funeral, and I used to go there a lot, and I still can't bring myself to go back.
The Vikulskas brothers share more memories, details on a wedding for their friend that never was, and the love and devotion he felt for his mother.
John was so integral to her life. You know, I get sad when I see her because I think about what she lost, and, you know, we sit here and, you know, talk about how it affected us, and, I mean, it's not even remotely close to how it affected her.
I was in denial and shock for a long, long time.
Linda Weisler, a retired licensed mental health counselor, says sharing details about her son helps. She continues describing him as a smart, patient man, a good listener, whose death she hopes doesn't fall silent.
To me, it just seems like so senseless that would happen to him.
It was. It just totally was. And it just makes it so hard.
In Sioux City, for Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.